Discussions are part of many classes. As a community college student, you can expect to be asked to participate in both in-person and online discussions. And there's a reason that faculty include this in their instruction. It works. It works to help students understand the material. It actually helps a lot. As a student, you'll be forced to think about the material, how it's presented, and how others' perspectives are different from yours when you participate in these discussions. All of this helps you to understand the material better. In order to benefit from the discussion the most, you must participate. The best participants will listen attentively, jot down questions or reactions, but don't take too long. When you're writing notes, you can't be paying attention to what is being said. They also ask questions more than they give their own reactions. They make sure not to dominate the discussion. Of course, you may find this type of public speaking to be not something that you're comfortable doing. One strategy for being a more active participant in in-person discussions is to have a signal that you give to the teacher when you're ready, and they will invite you to participate. I once had a similar arrangement with a student. When they are ready to speak, they would put their water bottle on the table, and then I would say to them, and I would call them by name, I would say, "We haven't heard from you. Do you have something you'd like to add?" I also coached that student on how to participate without worrying about sounding stupid. I suggested that they find something that somebody else had said that was interesting, and then they should participate by saying, "Hey, I found what you said about," and then they'd say whatever the topic or event was here, "I found that interesting. Can you tell us more about that?" That student was able to find this a more comfortable way to begin participating in conversations and in discussions. Over the course of the semester, they started to participate more and more, which was really great to see. So I have two takeaways from this quick episode. First, participate in the discussions. Ask questions, give a new perspective, give evidence supporting or refuting what others have been saying. Also, listen to others' questions, perspectives, and listen to their support for or against your contributions. That's where you're going to learn. Second, if you're reluctant to participate, find a strategy to become more active. Ask your instructor to help you. I'm sure they'll welcome your voice in their classroom.